Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Like when we went to the ice cream spot, and I really was chilling. You know, sometimes I don't know. He was all over the place, like he had everybody's face, like Trey Day Sunday. You know what I'm saying? and it's like, I'm not doing that. Like I don't have that in me to do that. I got his back to back him up. Like, yo, yeah, this Trey Day Sunday really good. Try this. Like, let's eat it together. Boom, boom, boom. Behind his back. And while he's in everybody's face, like, yo, Trey Day Sunday. And it's like, I'm not doing that, but he is. And this other stuff that he's not doing, that I am. So it's like, it's a good component to one another. You know what I'm saying?
That is Christian Benford, fellow corner, top corner on the team now. Now the top corner on the team, something Trey White was when Christian Benford first showed up a few years back, talking about some of last night's Hard Knocks episode, and the ice cream joint was quite a scene. I missed out. I mean, it just looked, everybody, the reporters every year rave about a few different things, and that spot is one of them that constantly gets mentioned by everybody who's on the beat. So I'm glad for them, glad for the place that it got featured like that on Hard Knocks, and was certainly one of the highlights. There, Trey White running around insisting people try his brownie hot fudge sundae. 803-0550. Yes, that's a real sentence I just said on the sports radio show. 803-0550 is the phone number. I am the Bulldog. Mike has been off for a few days. He'll be off for the rest of the week. We'll be back together. I know you can't wait. Monday, we'll be back together. I'll get you my thing that scared me from the Hard Knocks episode as we go, but let's fire up some phone calls. Steve is first up this segment. Hi, Steve. Thank you for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
What's up, Bulldog? Thanks, man. I love the show.
Thank you.
I've always loved just, you know, commentary from the gum-chewing public. I've always liked Trey White's personality, if you will. I think back to that Cincinnati game, with the DeMar Hamlin incident. One of the pictures that always sticks out in my mind is him being comforted by Mitch Morse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just a really authentic picture.
I agree. That's one of the most powerful images from the whole night.
Absolutely. And then the other thing is, I'm a huge fan of our coach. Like, I know we haven't been able to necessarily get it done in the playoffs, but. You know, I think he should get more credit, and I hope there's a feature episode on Hard Knocks where he's sort of shown, and it shows some of his history here on building a team. Because I don't know, it's just one of my favorite parts of of the Bills is the coach, honestly.
Yeah, I'm with you most almost entirely, Steve. I don't know. Again, I'm not. am I telling on myself? I've made it this far without ever really investing any time or energy in the Hard Knocks thing. Many of the years that the show has been running, I was not an HBO subscriber, so that's that. And it was never enough to me to get me to pull the trigger on an HBO subscription. So I'm just not that familiar with the content. Mostly, I would say how I have seen it would be the clips that go viral from it that make their way onto social media, and I get exposed to it that way. And so I mostly felt like anything that really is important that happens with, I mean, who was it? The Bears last year, the Jets had the famous time when Rex was there and let's go get some snacks and all that. Anything 7-Eleven, right? Anything that's going to happen on a show like that, I feel like that matters, I'm going to end up seeing without sitting down and watching it for an hour. So, you know, lazy, that's an excuse. I'm cheap. All of those could apply to some degree, but I've just never really sat and watched. So I'm going a long way to say, I don't know about like a feature episode, but I would expect to see a lot more of McDermott. And yes, maybe 10 minutes of an episode on the backstory and what it was when he got here and what it is now and what they've built and, you know, what his core principles are and things like that. I would bet that comes across at some point in some way. It might not be, again, in one neat little tidy package in one episode. It may be interspersed over the next, what did you say? There's five total. So we're one in, so we got four more to go. Over the next four episodes, maybe we'll get a little more of that. I frankly was expecting more from the welcome to training camp, here's how we do this speech that he gave, but that was a pretty short snippet. I would bet we'll get more of what you're asking for there. Yeah, no, that's all. I responded. There wasn't anything else there, I don't think, right? John is next up. Hi, John. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hey, Bulldog. I just kind of want to say I thought the Bills were boring as heck, and but in a good way, which makes me very encouraged for the season, that there wasn't one guy on the roster who really stood out as like a real eccentric anything. They all just seemed like good guys. They keep saying I love you to each other. I mean, basically what I got out of the episode was is that Josh Allen's awesome, that he's really he's the end all be all of the team, that everybody kind of loves him and they all respect the heck out of him. And you know what, that's awesome. I think that's great. And, you know, even Trey White, even his sundae was boring. I don't think it was even a brownie. I think it was a cookie.
Oh, you're right. It was. Yeah, because he asked about chocolate chip cookies when he walked in there. You're right. Thank you.
Right.
Boy, I gotta get this stuff right if I'm going to have any credibility. I mean, I just can't. I can't be making these mistakes.
I wish it was a brownie. Brownies are better than cookies any day of the week. I don't know, Bulldog. I felt good about the Bills.
Yep.
I think that they're boring in a good way. You know, they don't have any divas, it doesn't seem like. I don't know. I loved it, and I was thrilled, and I can't wait till next week.
All right, John, appreciate that. Thank you for catching my mistake on the brownie v. chocolate chip cookie controversy. Let me try to make that as much as I can. Yeah, you know what, though? Here's the thing. I mean, I agree with the overall sentiment. What do we want? We want the team to be, you know, not that interesting. No drama, right? They can be interesting. Like, to me, I don't think there's anything boring about Deion Dawkins. That is a big personality. Maybe he is like the very definition of this team wants you to be who you are. Right. I mean, he is leaning into who he is. I mean, it's just, he's a big dude and there's a big personality there and he's doing lots of big stuff and he's great in the community. And we really, really appreciate that. The thing about the boring, like that they're boring. I heard a lot of mature. They look mature. They sound mature. And look, I agree with that. The presentation of the show is what
does possibility mean to you? That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Makes them boring. Like, they skipped out. Like, there was no James Cook. There wasn't even a mention as like, here comes Josh Allen walking into his dorm room like everybody else, right? The MVP quarterback's got to stay in this crummy cell of a dorm room like everybody else. There's no mention of there being a question about James Cook's status. Is he going to report? Is he going to be on the field? There was a couple of shots of him, you know, playing, but I don't think his name was even mentioned. So they went out of their way to make the Bills boring. Now, I would predict that will change. I think, you know, again, maybe the timing of Cook turning this into a hold-in was too late. Maybe they had something prepared about how he is reported and is practicing and that there was some drama around that, but kicked that to the curb before the final edits because once they knew he was holding in, they didn't have any video or anything to really put that together on the show and present it in a way that they'd want to, but they had to maybe ditch what if they had built any drama around his reporting and participating at the start of camp, maybe they had to ditch it. I don't know. But there's stuff that isn't, I don't know. There's stuff that isn't boring. The Cook situation is not boring, I don't think. Khalil Shakir being week to week with a high ankle sprain, far and away their leading pass catcher last year. I mean, by like more than 30 catches, he's their leading pass catcher. That isn't even mentioned. And that happened on Friday night, and there was video from Friday night. So I think whether the Bills are controlling that, because I Sal has said many times, quite plainly, they have editorial control. I don't know if they have absolute, like, all-encompassing editorial control, like whether, you know, they would, you know, all right, of these three things, only one of them is going to make it in. Let's pick which one. Like, I don't know to what extent their reach, how far their reach is editorially, but it does, I think, probably hinder what HBO might want to present. So that's why I said it came off to me. And again, this is not, I'm not judging this harshly because I like and have admired a lot of the work, almost all of the work that the Pegula Sports and Entertainment arm of the company has produced on both the Bills and Sabres. But this show, despite it being under the HBO umbrella and the Hard Knocks brand, came off very much like a thing that the Bills would have made themselves. And again, that's fine, but it's boring by design, I think. Like, I wouldn't say that there isn't, you know, at least some tremors in the organization about the James Cook situation and concern about Khalil Shakir's ankle. It's just none of that. If it was going to be featured, it didn't make the final cut. So I'm not sure it's representative of how exactly buttoned up and boring the Bills are in reality. Bob is next up this segment. Hi, Bob. Thank you for calling. You're on WGR.
Hi, Bulldog. I just want to say I thought it was really neat when they talked to Josh Allen and Jerry Pegula in the new stadium. And the way they just talked, the way the owner was, like, so much part of it, the way he said, like, to Josh, oh, how many times have you been here? Josh says, twice. And he said, how about you five times? And the way they described the wind, he goes, how does the wind thing work? And the way Pegula explained it. It just was nice to see, like, your quarterback, your owner, a lot of respect there. And I thought that was really exciting because you like to see that. I think that shows a lot to other cities that, you know what I mean?
I hear that. Yeah. Yeah, I like that point. I would say I think Pegula came off maybe as well as he has in a long time. I'd at least have to say that. And that, you know, that might sound like faint praise, and frankly, maybe it is. Because I don't think he's always presented well when he's on camera and talking. There have been some hiccups along the way. I think there's a reason why he doesn't do a lot of that stuff. But that's a more controlled environment, and again, they've got editorial control. I don't know how the wind technology stuff works either, and I'm sure Pegula knows a lot more about it than me, but what struck me about how he was talking about that was, like, if you've ever gone house hunting, you got to look at houses, and, like, the realtor is trying to describe to you some feature of the house, but they don't quite have it, right? And you're sort of left going, I'm going to really want to find out what that means. What exactly how does this hybrid home heating system work exactly? What am I doing here? What's in the ground? Just the way he laid that out, I just felt like I would want to have another meeting about this myself, like, to find out what really is going on there. It sounds really promising. There's no question about that. Like, wind being minimized, hearing one of the I'm not sure of the names of everyone here, but one of the people that was leading that tour talking about how they've been in there when the wind has been howling outside and it's completely still on the floor of the stadium. That is encouraging. I just saw Pegula talking about it was sort of like he read a Cliff Notes version of what exactly is going on there, and just sort of, you know, tried to get through it. But that was just me. I have not mentioned what terrified me. I will do that next. We got to take a break. 803-0550 is the number. If you want to get in, reactions to Hard Knocks. Sale coming up in about 20 minutes. Our buddy Mike Tenier on the Bills and the NFL coming up at 5. Mike is away this week. I'm the Bulldog, and you're listening to WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.